Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 27th, 2020. Due to its high infection rates, Berlin will not relax contact restrictions for private meetings over Christmas and New Year's Eve, as was agreed upon by the federal and state governments. This was decided by the Berlin Senate yesterday, according to information from the German press agency. As we reported in our Berlin briefing special yesterday, the federal and state governments agreed upon an upper limit of 10 people plus children up to 14 years of age for meetings, quote, in the closest circle of family or friends from December 23rd to January 1st. But in Berlin, only the maximum of 5 people will be allowed to meet for private meetings over the holidays, and children are still exempted. The repair costs after cases of property damage against speed cameras, or blitzers, in Berlin have risen sharply in recent years. Whereas in 2015, they were still around 3,500 euros, by 2019, they had risen to 96,000 euros. And this year, by November 9th alone, up to 200,000 euros. The number of cases of damage to property or vandalism against these cameras, which control the passing of red lights or disregard for speed limits, has obviously also increased considerably. According to data from the city's Interior Administration, in 2015, the number was only 4. It was 16 in 2019, but by November of this year, the number had risen to 17. At the moment, there are 33 such stationary surveillance systems in the Berlin police force, of which 22 are in operation, and all systems are technically maintained on a regular basis. Once again, a Coke taxi has been stopped by the Berlin police. On Tuesday afternoon on Papelallee in Prenzlauer Berg, officers noticed the car because it was driving slowly alongside the sidewalk and the driver stopped to allow a man to get in. Officers then reported seeing drugs and money being exchanged, after which plainclothes officers checked the 29-year-old buyer and the 25-year-old dealer, and both had drugs on them. Additionally, a sock full of 29 small plastic containers of cocaine and 68 ecstasy tabs were found. An arrest warrant was issued against the seller. It was only on Tuesday that it had become known that a security guard of the Berlin police had been arrested as the suspected driver of another drug taxi. The man is said to have been in possession of a kilo of marijuana and 2,000 euros in his car, and the guard's employment is to be terminated. Yesterday morning, the Berlin Public Order Office began clearing a camp for the homeless in Friedrichshain. The Berlin police announced on Twitter that the eviction concerned a sleeping area under a balcony at Rigauerstrasse 92. The police also reported that they were being assisted with helicopters. In the direct vicinity of the scene is a house occupied by left-wing autonomists. These residents of Rigauer 94 have shown solidarity with the homeless and against the police operation. And starting at 6 a.m., there were protests against the eviction. The police remarked in a tweet that the protests included, quote, among other things, loud music, throwing paint, and pyrotechnics. According to police, some forces were slightly injured, and by 10 a.m., the situation somewhat calmed down. As of yesterday afternoon, it was not clear how many people were affected by the operation, and the Public Order Office had not yet put out a statement on the situation. And lastly, thank you to Jacob for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.